Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Whitney. Shout out to all the sisters who know about that song. Listen, you're in the place to be. You're on the Vibrate and Elevate Network. You're on the line with myself. Some of y'all know me by several different names, but tonight I'm going to go by Toya Bird. And I'm on the line with my hostess, co-hostess with the mostest, Ms. V. Marie. And we're bringing you all of this goodness over here as we talk about Good News Ghouls. All right? So tonight's episode is actually dedicated to a new vision that I have called Good News Ghouls. And we're going to be highlighting a special event that's coming up. Actually, it's a movement called Sisters for Sisters. And I can't wait to get into that. But before we do anything else, I need to holler at Z Marie and see what's popping in Chi-Town. How is it going? How are you?
It's going wonderful. The sun is shining in Chicago. This is a rare occasion, so it's all good.
That's what's up. I wonder what it's like to have sunshine in Chicago, because last time I was up there, I was greeted by the Hulk, or whatever they call all of that coldness, and I don't know if I'll be coming back. But I'm glad you're enjoying some of the sun over there in Chi-Town. Did you do anything special today?
I prepared for the Vibrate Elevate show. I went to the Spiritual Center, and I got on flip-flops, because I'm repping Miami real hard right now, even though it is not that warm.
It's always a good day when you can add flip-flops to your outfit. You feel me?
You
Shout
see?
Out to the
you
flip-flop
see?
Nation.
You know what I'm saying? Got
we
my flip-flop
in,
game
We live in
going.
Flip-flop. Okay, flip-flops in Florida go hand-in-hand. So, listen, those of you that are tuning in, if you've been checking out the network about a month or so ago, you know, I was inspired to develop something, you know, in ghouls. And while, of course, this is an area where I grew up and I hold it dear to my heart. And I've noticed in the media, as always, as far too often, we have so much negativity going on. And I was like, you know what, we have to do something to highlight some of the good things in our community. So Good News Ghouls was born out of the need to create and celebrate good news happening in ghouls. And so I'm encouraging you to do that anywhere in your community, anywhere that you can. And I think that you should take it on as a duty and not so much a challenge or responsibility that you just look to do. Always look to create something good in anything that you touch, whether it's work, at home, or at play. Do that and do it well. So on that note, you know, that's how Good News Ghouls came to fruition. And I'm really happy that we can move forward and create and celebrate good news going on in our community. So one of the questions that came up, Z Marie, as, you know, I'm bouncing ideas off of different people in the community, is how can we reach, you know, the young people? How can we really reach the people with the guns in their hands? There are a part mm-hmm. of, you know, some of the negativity that's happening in the community. And one of the things that I came up with was asking the question of what's bigger than beef. And I'm going to let that settle with you guys just for a few more seconds. What's bigger than beef? And that's a huge question. And for those of you that don't know what beef is, it's like, what's bigger than problems? What's bigger than static? What's bigger than me not liking you and you not liking me? Is there something bigger than that? And so, you know, I reached out to a few people on Facebook as well, and I got a little, you know, dialogue going on with one of the brothers, Mr. Jones, on Facebook. And he was like, you know what, sister, I really appreciate you asking me this question. I'm going to take your lead on this and ask this to, you know, shorties or, you know, young people that I meet in the street or in the community. And one of the things that he came up with was maturity is bigger than beef. Freedom is bigger than beef. And your economic empowerment is bigger than beef. And I was like, wow, that's kind of deep. And for me, you know, I think that there's a lot to be said by saying maturity is bigger than beef. And I think that's what we're dealing with in our community. You know, on a very, you know, fundamental building block is a maturity level. And so, Z Marie, I don't know if you know what's bigger than beef, if you have any, you know, recommendations or anything on for people that take beef on, you know, as a wholehearted personality, as a lifestyle. Some people out here living beef lifestyles, you know, no pun intended for the meat eaters or anything like that. Shouts out to the healthitarians, though. But Z Marie, do you have anything that you'd like to comment on about that?
Yeah, I think power and consciousness and taking right action, taking initiative, understanding you're loved is bigger than beef. So I really appreciate the fact that you guys have that youth empowerment rally that's coming up. So I think that's all love, and that's all about look at what we can do, look at the power we have, look at the creativity, look at the people who love you, who organize this.
Thank you. Thank
you. So, yeah, I appreciate that.
Thank you. Let me go ahead and give you an applause. Really appreciate you, sister girl.
Yes.
Yes. Shout out to the Miami-Dade Police Department, the neighborhood. Don't kill me because I'm not remembering the acronym properly. NRC, Neighborhood Response, something. Anyway, the group that is in Gould's, shouts out to Major Montgomery, who is behind putting together the Youth Empowerment Rally that's happening. I'm going to pull up the dates for you so you can have that. And by the way, please reach out to us if you would like one of our Good News Ghouls newsletters emailed to you, or you can just go to goodnewsghouls.com and check it out. But the Youth Empowerment Rally is on April the 8th. At Goose Park from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Vibrate and Elevate will be out there. We will have a table supporting, you know, what the police department is doing in the community. They're looking to create better relationships between law enforcement and our youth in the community as well as the families. And I think this is a perfect way to do it by showcasing, one, that we're providing support, you know, to the youth, and two, that there are alternatives. There's things that you can do besides, you know, shoot the person who stepped on your shoe. So to me, this is just the beginning of a climate change in our community, and that's why I'm behind it 100%. And I look forward to it. And yes, creativity is a huge role. I'm glad you mentioned that, Zee Marie. We're advocates for creativity as solutions for families and all the different aspects that creativity can provide. So, yeah, shouts out to everything that's bigger than beef, because it is what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any young people that are attached to you, that you love, that you're concerned with, ask them that question. Ask them what's bigger than beef and create some real dialogue with them and find out what matters to them. And then from that point, you know, you can maybe make a change by having, you know, an effective conversation with them. So that's what's up with the Good News Ghouls little newsletter. We have some other things brewing as well. If you come by our table on April the 8th at the Youth Empowerment Rally, we're going to be talking about your family frequency. What's your family frequency? What's your family vibe? And we're going to be giving you tips and have fun activities for you to really raise the frequency of your family vibe. All right, so look forward to that and connect with us really, really soon. That's goodnewsghouls.com. All right, so now time is already passing by, and I have our special guest on the line. I'm really excited to even have heard about this opportunity, about this great vision called Sisters for Sisters. And this was, I believe, Zee Marie, I think it was only like Tuesday or Wednesday, that this came across me, and I was like, wow, I was blown away. And when I found out that it was going to be taking place in Ghouls, and the founders also, you know, from Ghouls, grew up in Ghouls, you know, I was like, this is Good News Ghouls. So I was really excited to just hear about a piece of positivity. And so I'm encouraging the listeners to do just the same. Always listen out for a little piece of positivity, and always, you know, bless up, big up that piece of positivity as it comes across you day to day. So without any further ado, I want to open the line for Ms. Shaniqua Cannon, who is a former educator, black educator, still rocking, you understand, business owner, entrepreneur, awesome mom, and I'm just grateful to have her be a part of the show. I also have another educator, Ms. Tamika Bennett, who's also going to be joining us. These are some awesome, awesome sisters, and I'm happy to be a part of this group. So, Ms. Shaniqua, are you there on the line?
Hey, good morning. I mean, good evening.
Yes, it is a good day, a good morning. It's Good News Ghouls, and we're happy to have you on the line. And I want to welcome you to the Vibrate and Elevate Network. And I'm just so happy to have you, and thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me and my partner, Tamika.
Absolutely.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Let's get right in. Hey, Tamika, how are you? I didn't know you were on. If you could hear us tonight.
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Okay, okay. Yes, yes.
Welcome, ladies.
Okay, good. Thank you for having
us. Well, absolutely, absolutely. Shaniqua, I'm going to ask you a few questions, and then I'm going to ask Tamika a few questions, and Zee Marie, you can chime in wherever you like. So, Shaniqua, I want you to share with me this vision of this special event that you have coming up called Sisters for Sisters. How did this vision occur, and what are your hopes for it, this first event that you have going on?
Okay. That's a pretty good question. Sorry, I'm trying to block out all kinds of noise. But these days I literally take what I call a walk with God. I walk around the park, I get quiet, and I try to listen and see what the direction is, what the spirit is. And on one of these walks a few months ago, I got the message to do a single moms conference. And I shared it with my friends pretty immediately, and they jumped on board because we started meeting monthly as women to elevate each other. And this was like the perfect opportunity to put our talents and gifts together and to give back to the community. Most of us were single moms or are single moms, myself included. And so the vision is that we educate and while entertaining and empowering and uplifting up single moms, showing them that they're not alone. There is a community out there. They can reach to their sisters for help. Our vision is just to make it bigger and better every year and to reach more and more women every year that we can do this.
Wow. The fact that you guys decided to just start meeting once a month to support each other, to me is, Z-Marie, like that's like everything right there. Because, you know, we know how hard it is finding love and support from other women.
Right.
And not just black women, but women in general. Like, just sometimes the connection is not there. It's so many different things in the way. And the fact that you guys decided to move those things to the side and band together to provide each other support is amazing. And then you say you were walking in nature, and then you got the message, like, boom, Single Mothers Conference. That's amazing. Oh, my
goodness. Yeah, I used to be an educator. You talked about that. And so now I have a lot of free time because I took the time away from the classroom because I felt like God was leading me somewhere else. And I'm sure a lot of ladies have felt that God speaks in. And sometimes we ignore what it is that he's saying. And this is just one of those things that I couldn't ignore. And luckily, I have Tanika with me, and she's a go-getter. She's a pusher, and she totally believes in the vision. And she has been very instrumental in making sure that it wasn't just talk, but also literally the walk.
Right. Speaking of a go-getter, Z-Marie, Tanika is what you call a pit bull in a skirt, okay? She is going to get it done. She will go to the moon and then holler at the stars later and
go ahead,
get it done. So that's what I mean when, like, I think it was either Tuesday or Wednesday, I get a call from Tanika, and she's like, hey, LaToya, I got this, but I changed my mind. I want you to do this. And I'm like, okay, I'm down. And I just love her energy. I love what she brings to the table. And Tanika, I want to know, where do you get all this energy from?
I take a lot of B6, B12 vitamins, what I can say. That and the good Lord being by my side. Good evening, everybody. Sorry if you hear a lot of background noise. I'm in Publix. I got caught up grocery shopping. And then I looked at the time, and I'm like, I got a
single mother in
there.
The building.
Getting ready
yes.
for next week. Yeah, next week is a busy week for me. But I'm very fortunate that we have this opportunity to come on your show and talk about the Single Mothers Conference. I'm very excited about it. I believe that all the women that are solicited to be a part of it will bring nothing but good, positive energy to the single mothers, a wealth of information, and we're going to have a good time fellowshipping with one another. So for those of you who really want to be a part of it, I would just say when you get some time, you can find me on Facebook. My name is Tanika Bennett. That's Tanika with an N, not an M. Or you can call 305-922-3897 for more information. And I've been communicating with different facilitators for each session. We're going to talk about budgeting, couponing, elevated health with Miss LaToya Bird, and
yes.
well as Miss Jashina Ihator, who will be starting off the conference with Get Your Life in That Order, and basically just creating an action plan for what you want to do in your life and the steps that you need to take to get there. So, and then we have a couple of other surprises along the way, including some spoken word artists that are going to come, live musicians, comedians. So there's a lot that's going to be done, and I'm just looking forward to it.
Awesome. I got to give applause for that. Applause. for that.
I just have to say, ladies, this is Zee Marie. I love the fact that the conference includes the laugh and lounge. I was like, yep, this is all that. This is what's up. So to your point about the open mic, not only are you educating the women, but something that one of your MC, Miss Jennifer Lockett, something that she says a lot on her show is edutain. And I feel like this falls exactly in that category of edutaining. And so I'm so happy that you guys have come together in a bond and not in some strife and some BS as sisters. So that is really, really what's up.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Laugh and Lounge. We have comedian Pookie. We have comedian Didi out of Fort Lauderdale. Comedian Miguel, who's out of Dade County, who's participating. And Rebecca Butterfly Vaughn will be joining us not only for Laugh and Lounge, but she will also be joining us for our luncheon that day. And there are other folks that have said that they would like to come, but they haven't confirmed yet, so I'm not shouting out nobody who has not confirmed. But the confirmed people are Lorraine Wright from Miami-Dade North, Anaya the Poet from Florida Atlantic University, Mr. Sheena E. Hartor, district employee with Broward County Public Schools, Miss Latoya Burr, who you all know and love, who's a radio personality. She's every woman. I mean, if I go down her list, I'm going to still be talking. That's
it.
Just the name.
Yeah, right.
Oh, and of course, Jennifer Lockett, who I've been waiting and wanting to work with for a long time. Jennifer is definitely on board. She's our mistress of ceremonies for the luncheon. So we have a jam-packed day. It is 9 to 6 p.m., but you're not going to at no point feel like, I wish I was somewhere else. The time is going to fly by. You're going to get informed, and then we're going to laugh and lounge at the end. So I just hope all the single mothers who would like to come and be inspired, network, will come out.
Yes, right. Bring your business cards. Bring your business cards, because this is also a networking event.
And I think that's one of the things that is going to be most memorable at the event, the fact that you're providing a platform for these ladies to network with each other and to also build each other up and connect with the lineup. The lineup alone, I mean, from professors, educators, specialists,
mm-hmm.
coaches, so on and so forth. This is what we need. This is the solution. And I'm very solution-centered, solution-oriented. And I, like, Zee Marie, I share with you, I was on the conference call with these ladies, and I was like, whoa, this thing is bigger than all of us because of the plateau of solutions that it provides just on the onset. And so I can imagine what is going to be birthed out of this. And so, ladies, I hope you are ready for an awesome Sisters for Sisters ride, because this thing is going places. And I'm just happy to be associated and being a part of it. Is already making my life better. I'm already turning and getting myself together. You know, I'm looking at the other lineup. It's like, oh, my goodness, I got to do right. I got to come correct. And so I thank you. And I thank you also in advance for the single mothers whose lives that you're going to change. And I hope you know that you're going to have an impact on their children's lives. Like this thing is so big. Like, it's so big right now in my spirit, because children are going to see a change in their mothers or in their fathers. The single, you know what I mean? They're going to see a change because they have been impacted from the event. And that's what I hope you guys can see and share that. Go ahead.
Oh, well, yeah, what I was going to say was that's what, for me, that was when Shaniqua told me her idea. I was like, and I am a single mother. My thought process was, wow, the moment that you empower that mother, it has a ripple effect down to the children and whoever the children interact with. And it's just ongoing and ongoing, because mothers birth nations. We're the first.
Thank you.
We're a child's first everything. So if we're not at 100%, nothing else functions in the home with the kids, however you want to put it. So it's very important to at some point take inventory of ourselves, renew our spirits, be around other women who can support us, and teach us something and us teach them. Share what we know. Nothing better than getting information firsthand from someone who knows your plight, who knows your struggle. And if not knowing it as a person walking that walk, but maybe having had a single mother or a single grandmother or someone who they can look to as an example of what to do as well as what not to do. So I'm excited about it. I tell everybody about it who I talk to. And, you know, let me give that phone number again, 305-922-3897. That is the number you want to call if you want more information about the Single Mothers Conference. It's May the 7th, 2016, 9 to 6 p.m. So
that's right,
yeah,
ladies
so
and gentlemen.
You,
please
you
mark
know
your
them,
calendars.
If you know them, bring them. If you know of any women who could use a hand up, a lift up, if you know anyone who wants to change their life, change their life, their trajectory, just be the event.
Definitely.
That's
definitely
right. And if you all know, especially in ghouls, not, you know, I'm open to women everywhere, but, you know, I got a heart for ghouls. If you know a woman in ghouls who is a single mother who can use some upliftment and empowerment and needs a different outlook, needs to see single women supporting each other, please, you need to get in contact with us. If you don't reach out to Tanika, get in contact with us and we'll connect you. You need to go ahead and mark your calendar, save the date, and look out for more information, flyers, so on and so forth. From the Good News Ghouls Network. We'll provide that for you. And now is the perfect time. And Ms. Tanika, I'm so glad you said what you said, because on the blog today, I put, you know, 2016 is the perfect time for us to get information. And without us,
yes,
there is no everybody else. So let's band together in a form of unity that the community has never seen before. And, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy to showcase to you Sisters for Sisters in the building. Thank you so much for being on the call, and we would love to have you back again right before the show if you like, just to promote the event and what
definitely
you guys
yes,
are
awesome
doing. Absolutely.
Thank you
again
for having us.
And I thank you, Ms. Bird, for believing in the vision. It's very
yes.
It's very empowering way. It's on paper. You're talking about it with a few people. When somebody of your stature comes along and says, I'm with you, I support you, I believe in you, I see it too, it validates everything. So I appreciate you. I look forward to working with you May 7th. I look forward to coming back on the show right before May 7th to let your audience know what's going on.
That's right. Ms. Tanika and Ms. Shaniqua, we really appreciate you and having a vision. Ms. Z. Marie, we thank you for the sunshine in
yes
Chicago. And we thank you, ladies, for being information at such a time as this. If you're listening, please share this show link to someone that didn't get a chance to check it out. The archives are hidden. This is Ms. LaToya Bird on the Vibrate Elevate Network. Tonight you are listening to Good News Ghouls and Sisters for Sisters. Find us at the same place, same time next week, VibrateAndElevate.com. Peace, everyone.
Right now.